Is it on?
Yeah, baby. Hello and welcome to fucking Cumtown.
Let me set a timer real quick.
Set that timer, young Nicholas.
Oh, fuck. Talk for a second while
we're here, motherfuckers, in beautiful sunny Astoria, Queens. I'm still recovering from a unidentified bottom lower foot injury.
It's not plantar fasciitis?
It's probably plantar fasciitis. I got an MRI. I paid $250 out of pocket. Not a bad deal for an MRI.
Uh-huh.
But it's been like 4 days and I haven't gotten any results and I paid cash. So I wonder if I'm being robbed.
Yeah.
The good news is I think the benzos worked for me.
aside from
a little hiccup today where I had to repeat the word simple over and over again and chew on an extension cord for a little bit. I'm back to normal, ready to podcast. And I think we learned an important lesson that you never need to see a psychologist for any reason. The will of the human spirit will rise you out out of the pyres and back to normalcy.
That's right.
Which you're free to...
Yes.
Nick's wearing a full suit of armor right now.
A full suit of armor filled with shit to the brim.
It's a good thing that
it's coming out of the little holes on the fucking.
Yeah, right.
I have the thing you lift up on the
part,
helmet.
Yeah, that is filled to the brim with shit, and I'm saluting all of my comrades out there. I didn't learn my lesson. I won't go to the doctor. No, I guess I have an appointment Friday.
On Friday.
Currently, I've now convinced myself I have. That they're going to diagnose me with borderline personality disorder, which I have no interest in having because it's for bad women.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson.
I guess and Pete Davidson. And, that's like a death sentence. Because that one's like, if you get diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, the psychiatrist basically saying like, yeah, you probably should kill yourself.
for society.
You're a really bad guy.
I think that, you know, we are lay people and we should wait to see what...
No, I think wild speculation is better.
I think wild speculation is the right answer.
Yeah. You probably have some other shit that you don't even know about.
Dude. Yeah.
Something even worse. What's worse than borderline personality disorder?
Borderline... being gay disorder.
Not borderline, hella over the gay ass line
disorder. Just almost across the line.
Very across the gay line disorder.
I don't think I have it though, because I've always been able
to
handle criticism
myself.
I think that's a telltale sign. I also don't like get clingy in relationships, so that's not something I really worry about. I don't know, man, these fucking mood swings are wild. Like, I don't know,
we should get you a GIMP.
I don't know. I mean, it can't be like a bipolar thing because like you shouldn't. I don't know. Today in particular, I was like fine.
Yeah.
And now I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
I feel absolutely fine. But I started thinking about something too hard, and then I had to just like repeat it over and over.
You saw a guy peeing on his door.
Well, I saw a guy peeing on his door, and then I saw that last week, and it's like, well, why is that happening?
The simulation.
And it's like, well, but it's not. Yes, actually, yeah, it is sort of a simulation.
He thinks that he's living in.
Yeah. You're on a new wave. You're on a new crazy wave right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
yeah.
wanting to kill yourself. It's you were literally saying that you think, what is it, that the world is an experiment about emotions or something?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Just a big experiment to see where people's heads are at.
You know what you need? You need a magical Negro. You need like a Bagger Vance style... like old ghosts to come visit you
and
tell
calm him
reassure
down.
You, tell you everything is going
to
be okay.
I just like kick down the door to the homeless shelter. Where are the magical Negroes? You, sir, come with me. My name's Diarrhea. Well, I need you to guide me through this simulation.
Nice, brother.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't get it. And it's like, it is kind of embarrassing to talk about these things.
Yeah, but I think you are being very brave and open also.
Thank you. Thank you for saying I'm brave.
I think you're a coward.
I do think you are.
I think you're a bitch ass.
No, it is gay
position,
and you should be embarrassed to have mental problems.
I am.
I mean, I am. I mean, I should be humiliated. The trap that I...
shame in it.
Well, I posted on Instagram because I didn't want the people that message me that are like, I tried to kill myself 9 times this year in the podcast. Tell me. I don't want to ignore them.
Right, true.
You know, because for me in particular, and I can only assume people listen to the show, it's like disgusting to be sincere.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that and you're met with like... you know, just being brushed off or whatever, I think it would suck. So,
sure.
But now it kind of backfired, and there's all these people expressing concern, and I don't. Like, I don't want to turn into one of these, like, guys whose identity is, like, just mental health bullshit. Because it's so easy to do that, and it's lazy, and there's so many, like, not so many, but, I mean, there's specific people I'm thinking about where it's like, yeah, you're listening to, like, yeah, the, like, being depressed podcast.
The anxious hour.
Doesn't
What's
help
going
that I'm doing
on
an
in
impression
my head,
of him,
man.
Yeah, like, being depressed is like, yeah, it's like, you know, it sucks, but, you know, like, yeah, like.
Just doing karate makes me feel better.
It's my whole life, so, like, you know, even when I'm not depressed, I'll talk about being constantly depressed because that's how we sell ad reads. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, you can't even be happy because the fuck.
Because it's
oh,
brand.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because it's like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm sure
oh,
people
well, that was a powerful one.
Experience Thanks, depression to the extent that it's, like, unrelenting and it lasts forever, but, like, those people probably kill themselves.
Yeah, they don't do podcasts.
They don't do a podcast where the whole thing is like, so happy to be depressed again today to tell everyone how fucking depressed I am. So it's like,
you know what I find depressing? Going to the post office.
Yeah.
Stamps.com has helped my depression.
Right. Well, especially if you're like in a public position. It's like, it's because it's ridiculous. I just posted this one message to be like, hey, yeah, I feel like shit or whatever, but like, thanks for reaching out. And then it's just, like, inundated with messages from people being nice or whatever.
Yeah, because people care about you.
Well, people care about each other in general. And, I mean...
Preach. No, I mean, I think that people really
that's
like
not the
show.
Point I'm trying... Like, people care about each other in general, and, like, it's a nice thing to say. But, like, it's, like, very easy to use that and have that turn into, like, a positive feedback thing and then just be perpetually, like, I don't know, just... self-pitying piece of shit and turn that into your whole identity.
Needing some love?
I don't think that's what you're doing.
I don't think it's what I'm doing, but I'm saying it's like...
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm always worried about my appearance. Huh? Everybody's worried about their appearance all the time. Anything I say that involves everybody just means me and me in particular, and I project it onto everybody else. Yes.
Of course, I mean, everyone does.
No, I actually...
You just talk over people and don't even listen to what
you
they're
talk
saying.
Over people too, you piece of
yeah,
shit.
But I listen to what they're saying. No, yeah, I determine that it's not worth listening to, and then I say what I have to say.
Yeah, exactly.
He's doing because he doesn't care about them. You're doing because you care about yourself more than them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's the difference between me and you.
I care about them. But only to the extent that I want to interrupt them.
Yeah.
And say your shit. Well, anyway, guys, the point is, you have everyone that's expressing their concern, you have nothing to worry about. Nick is now communicating with a metaphysical spiritual being that is guiding him through his journey towards becoming the Yellow King, and we're all proud of him.
Yeah, I was getting upset earlier today that I can't be God.
Yeah, he was saying God? That to me, and he was like,
"Hell yes!"
He was
this
pissed
is
off
next
at
level
he
shit.
He was pissed off at his air conditioner.
I cannot wait till you cancel last minute this fucking.
You're
appointment
like, I'm
on
sick
Friday.
Of my fucking air conditioner, dude. I wish I was God. This air conditioner is fucking with me.
It would be cool to be God. You do anything you want.
Well,
not, you can have a piece of cake that's.
I don't
want to
do anything.
Yeah, that's what God's up
the
there
motivation,
doing, bro.
But it doesn't taste like cum because you're God.
Yeah,
it tastes
true.
Like the best piece of cake you ever had in your life.
The motivation to be God isn't to do anything. It's like I don't. When I'm like losing it, I really don't understand like what is holding everything together in my head. Like I don't.
Like when you're not like
all the things, all
when
the
you're
like,
normal,
all those dumb pot thoughts you have. It's like, yeah, there is no meaning in life. You know, like what does it matter? It's like suddenly those carry like an emotional
weight. Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, why don't I kill myself? You know.
Yeah,
and it's not that even I want to die. It's just like,
why not?
Like what?
Who cares?
Like how do you not thinking constantly that you're going to die at some point?
Yeah,
and you sort of just you're just like waiting for it to happen.
Mm. Yeah, it's really sad. That what? Happens to everyone.
What does?
That we all die.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude.
Gay it's
shit.
So gay.
Dying sucks.
And then
so
you're afraid of
gay.
It happening. Everyone's constantly afraid of it happening, which is kind of the only reason you do anything.
That it's the opposite.
So we just all live in fear.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the opposite. I think people are constantly telling themselves that it's not true and they're not going to die because otherwise they wouldn't be able to get out of bed.
That's still fear. It's denial.
But it is denial.
And what's fucked up
like,
is the longer
that's
you
the
live,
way people
the more,
cope.
The more fucking ugly you are and loose your fucking skin is and shit.
Yeah, well, for some people.
And frail. No, old people.
No, the rest of us, we get like hotter until we're like 35. And then...
No. Yeah, obviously, I don't mean 35. I mean, well, first of all, I'm going to be fine because my body gives me nothing. Mm-hmm. So I'm ahead of the curve on you motherfuckers.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
body's
you're
breakdown.
In a way, that's like being God.
Yeah, I am yeah. God. Yeah, yeah, I'm closest to God. I'm a demigod.
You are like a Buddha. Yeah, that's yeah. actually what Buddha was. He was yeah. this really fat guy that was like, I don't even care about my corporeal form, mm-hmm. dude. I don't care about my body.
I'm going to get fat as shit because it's all about nirvana.
Yeah, it's all about nirvana in my
I'm
brain,
getting your dick
dude.
Sucked by that piece of cake yeah. when you become God.
Wow. Who would have thunk Stav is the most enlightened out of all of
I am,
us?
Brother. And here's another point.
That's two now. Two
when are you
going to
start wearing diapers?
Soon, brother.
Yeah.
Give me another week. If this MRI doesn't come back with good news, like, I'm keeping it together right now, but I am.
Yeah.
If I can't start walking soon, I'm going to... I had a dream that I was just walking, dude. Just walking. I wasn't
you're
going
waiting
anywhere.
Waiting in line.
I literally got up to get a fucking glass of water, and halfway in the dream, I realized my foot hurts. And then I just collapsed and I woke up.
I had a dream Zach Amico had a vagina and he was masturbating in front of everybody. And I was like, can you stop doing that, please?
Can you imagine how bad that pussy would smell? Okay. How bad Zach Amico?
Well, there's
taking, fake blood
I've been
in
taking
it.
5-HTP because people recommended it. And actually, you know what? I do think it helps.
What's 5-HTP?
It's like what ravers
it like
take.
Helps. It helps mm. like... Because honestly, I do think that like most
like
of...
Like a vitamin.
Nice.
Most yeah. of what's been going on, like I do have periods of like hypomania or whatever, mm-hmm. where, you know, like with getting obsessed with pedophiles yeah. or whatever the fuck. But I really think like I was overstimulated at Skankfest and like whatever that bullshit thing that got stuck in my head about like, like why do I give a shit whether Kilstein?
Yeah, sure.
Like,
kind I don't of think it was bullshit,
looping
dude.
Back around on that over and over again. Yeah. And then that night I did like way too much cocaine.
Oh yeah,
and like just burned out.
Yeah,
my...
we were laughing last night, me and Nick, about how both of you guys got injured at Skankfest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hurt my brain.
You hurt his head and you
nose
hurt your
injury.
I hurt my nose.
No, I did. I did way too much coke that night, and it was like
we should sue Lewis.
I was already. It wasn't Lewis's Seriously? Fault.
We have
it.
We have
I
a
did
case.
The coke elsewhere.
We have a case.
I think I just like fucked up my serotonin.
Also,
levels
I got
something.
Like food poisoning that night because I'm pretty sure someone tried to poison.
Bro, we got a case here against Skankfest.
Yeah, they're trying to take us down. They're
fuck
haters.
Fuck baby
dude.
James's fucking bullshit private
yeah,
school,
Lewis?
Dude. Pay for me to get a bionic foot. Pay for Nick to get a fucking beautiful gold mm-hmm. nose. You can't smoke cocaine.
Nice golden
cocaine.
Nose. That'd be great.
It's impossible. Beautiful the coke will gold. Slide down.
Oh, that's good. That's mm-hmm. a good idea.
See? Yeah. Yeah, and Lewis's son can go to fucking public school and get stabbed. Who gives a fuck? but anyway, boys, thanks for coming. It's I hope are you guys doing anything after this? We should fucking just kick it.
I have to go to this.
Come
thing
on,
with Dasha.
I could kick it for a little bit. Yeah. I gotta go to the gym at some point.
Okay, kick it, brother.
I feel bad. I've been waiting for you to ask to hang for months. I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, geez.
He's been asking us to hang the last three times we were over here.
I did. I have loved. Me and him.
He's hung. Him and Abby Cam had a little lunch. It was great. It was nice.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we played a little Mario Tennis.
Dude, that game is fun.
I don't like it because I'm not good at it.
It's yeah. easy. What are you talking about?
I don't like it because I'm not good at it.
It's for babies.
Bro,
who's
exactly.
Your guy?
That's
who's
why I'm not good
Mario
at it because
tennis?
I'm not a baby.
Baby Bowser.
Baby Bowser.
Me too.
That's my because
his wingspan is really long.
I love Baby Bowser.
Yeah.
Honestly, you. Either him or Waluigi. I like the defensive players.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a defensive mastermind.
You know? How about Ha Luigi, right? Mm-hmm. And he's the Joker Luigi. Ha 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 Luigi.
What's a serious?
See, I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
Riff City.
Yeah,
Riff City all day.
The riffs.
Let's get a couple
Joker. You think this
riffs?
Fucking brain riffs. Bullshit's going to keep the boy down? Never.
Fuck no, dude.
I'm not leaving you guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
No way.
We got to go on tour. Dude, honestly, this, us getting fucked up.
You know what? Honestly, now that I say that, the idea of having to live to October for that Australia tour is just like...
No, don't think of it that way. Don't think of it that way.
I don't want to be alive.
I know.
For another season.
Yeah, I don't want to have to get a light
all,
sweater out.
Wait, you mean I got to outlive the pool? No, I got to stick around longer than the pool's open.
Think of it this way, dude. We're not living long. We're waiting to go on adventures. Because I think on these tours, we should literally do fun, like, dumb shit.
Yeah, dude.
Like, take days where we're just doing, like, day trips.
I
want to
go surf.
Shit. Yeah,
how
go
is that?
Surf.
Hold on. How is that dumb shit? That's just what you do on vacation.
Yeah, we should go.
Yo, I want to do some crazy stuff. We're going to go to a museum.
Eat ice cream.
Like, I don't know, like fucking hang glide or some
shit. You've been inside for a week and you forgot that people do things.
Dude, first of all, 2 weeks and I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
But yes, that is true. But what I'm saying is we should just go, you know, have little trip diary, have shit to do. Especially if we're doing back-to-back pods and shit. Yeah. We should go to like fucking, you know, go to like, what's some shit you
what if scared? What if I kill myself with a boomerang in Australia?
That would be cool.
I would be down
with that.
I was saying, I got the money now because like Adam recommended this psychiatrist. It's a Jewish friend of his.
No, it's not a Jew. I made sure it wasn't a Jew.
Oh, okay,
because I didn't want him to think he was getting tricked into being happy.
Yeah, this is how much thought he put into it.
Uh-huh.
That he made sure it wasn't a Jew. To prove that it's not a Jew conspiracy.
Yes.
Ooh.
To prove how not calculating and shifty Jews are. Instead of recommending a psychotherapist to his friend, he was concerned with the anti-Semitism element. Because you have to protect Israel first. Instead of your dear friend who's suffering.
I know that from the movie The Departed, that Freud said that the Irish mind is impervious to psychoanalysis. Yeah. So,
you know what Freud said? Is that the only two people that psychoanalysis doesn't work on? The Irish and people with Down syndrome.
Oh, it's true. No matter how much therapy you give them.
It's just like a Rubik's Cube. Yeah. It's just four blocks.
I love the idea. Of a guy with Down syndrome spending like...
three green ones, one red one, and he just can never solve it.
A guy with Down syndrome spending like years in psychotherapy being like, well... My mother was often distant, but I don't think it was to an extent that really did any damage to me. I mean, sure, there were times when I just wanted to be a mom, and instead she would cry and drink, but I don't remember. Oh, okay, well, I'll see you next week, Dr. Clark. And then the next week, just like, my father one time, I saw him play catch with the boy across the street, and he seemed to enjoy it so much more, and it created a deep emotional rift between me and my father that I'm not sure was ever repaired. And then it's like 4 years after that, like, well, my high school years, of course I was attracted to girls, but I saw who they went with, and I still feel like I carry that pain to this day, that even when I have sexually and romantic feeling relationships, they're not exactly there entirely. That I mostly function as someone that was just waiting to get hurt. And then the therapist's like, well, Mr. Michaels, you have Down syndrome. That's my diagnosis. Oh, my God.
What a relief. And he just becomes retarded.
Thank God.
I'm going to prescribe you
Velcro shoes.
200 milligrams of Jiffy peanut butter.
Just goes, little pill bottles jammed full of candy.
Just
fucking Nutella.
Just Reese's Pieces and a fucking...
Yeah, yeah. In the Monday to MT, WT.
It's all M&M's.
And then he goes, well, Monday again, and then opens the Thursday one and takes Reese's Pieces.
Ooga.
Yeah.
See, that's right, Nick. You have a beautiful mind where you can just make that kind of stuff up.
Oh yeah.
And also go to war with yourself.
I'm such a creative boy.
You really are, man.
A creative boy.
I'm gonna get a water. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta look up. Sure, I would love a water.
Sorry, I can't be a good host on account of my injury. On account of my terrible injury.
Oh, shit.
What?
I'm sorry. There's new copy that I'm trying to memorize while also talking.
No, no worries. Listen,
buddy.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. I don't know, man. I don't know. No, I became obsessive thinking about whether or not I have borderline personality disorder.
Nah, you're fine, dude.
God, that would be fucking terrible.
Whatever. Who cares? You don't have it, but if you do, who cares?
Oh, I would care.
Well, what difference does it make? You've been you your whole life. Pete Davidson's smashing Ariana Grande's cheekies.
Yeah, and he's a bad person.
Well, is he?
If you got BPD, you're a bad person.
I don't know, man. Dude.
I don't know that that's true.
If you've got...
Although BPD, Baltimore Police Department.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess I don't really judge Pete Davidson.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah. I don't know. If it's true that he has a
Hillary Clinton tattoo?
I judged him hard for that Hillary Clinton.
That's a tough tattoo.
But oh, right. I forgot about the Hillary Clinton.
So, yeah, never mind.
Tattoo.
He is a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
But he does have a big dick.
Yeah, he's got a huge dick, which makes him even worse.
And it must be cool to fuck Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You'll give me that. Surely you'll concede that to me.
There's a bunch of dirt in this water.
That was just the story of minerals.
I like that you can't even go get a glass of water the right way.
What?
Oh, you gave me the dirty one, huh?
My glass
was
is pretty
clean. Was the glass
clean.
Dirty?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's like, I hope I don't have borderline personality disorder, and then I just abuse Adam publicly for years for my own financial gain. And
whoa.
Speaking of financial gain, why don't you check out gambling?
Hold
That's
on.
It.
There's a spirit coming in from the wind, a Native American spirit.
Oh, my name is Chief Dollar Coin, the Jewish, the Jewish
yes.
from the Dakota Sioux people.
Yes, that's right, the Dakota S-U-E's.
And I'm here with an important message about gambling on the internet. Have you heard of BetDSI.com? They've been in business over 20 years with a strong record of paying out Jews like myself.
Wow, that sounds incredible, Chief.
Wow, what a long-standing track record.
They offer live in-game wagering, so you can change your Jewish mind whenever you like.
We do that often, don't
they
we?
They do that often.
We do be like that.
They do be like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, BetDSI.com, the number one website for betting on which race is the best, or something like that. Sports games, they changed their promotion. I guess this is, you know what, fuck the copy, you guys know.
Yeah.
BetDSI.com, they pay people out. They've been around long enough, you don't have to worry about them being...
running away with your money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But they changed their promotion. It used to be come 25... a capital C, lowercase UM25, and then you would get the free $25 wager. But they've updated their website, so they're temporarily suspending that. They'll honor whoever promoted it already, and it'll be back in the future. But it's like they're having trouble with the $25 free promotion now. So there's a new promo code that's come 120.
Nice.
So if you listen weeks past, you tried it out, it's not working. So it's come 125 and you get 120% on your initial deposit. So if you deposit $100, you have $220
to play
with.
Damn, bitch.
Yeah. So there is still that bonus. They're honoring it now. Sorry, I'm reading through this email because like this just came up. So I'm reading through the email now to figure out the details here. That's it. Come 120. So uppercase C, lowercase UM 120. And now the promotion is you get 120% on your initial deposit. So you put down 100, you get $220 to play with.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I can only assume they made that change because people are winning money on there.
Winning money,
you know?
Dude.
The house has got to change the rules
that's
because
right.
people are winning money. Yep. So go there, check it out. See if you can bankrupt the company by winning so goddamn
that's
much.
Right.
I'm certain that's exactly what they
want
to hear.
Keep gambling. Eventually you'll beat them.
And you know, if that's confusing, they got great customer service. You can call them up 24/7, 365 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can bet on other things, you know.
Yeah.
Is somebody going to say something funny at the Oscars?
Yeah. I wonder if
who's hosting?
Be mean to our president, Donald Trump, at the Oscars.
Who's hosting?
Yeah, we got...
Sean Spicer?
Sean's...
You know that guy eats, chews, and swallows gum?
Sean Spicer?
I saw that shit on Twitter.
Well, hold on. Because we need picks on UFC 227. Oh. It's Dillashaw versus Garbrandt.
Oh, Stav knows about fighting.
Are those real names?
Yeah,
those sound like Marmaduke characters. Dillashaw. Garbrandt 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his
their
name?
Second fight, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah, yeah. It's a rematch.
Yeah. All right. Well. The main card is...
Dillashaw Gabra and then
Demetrius Johnson and Henry
Mighty Mouse.
Cejudo.
Mighty Mouse. I know who he is.
He's cool.
Yeah.
So man, there's so many people I just don't know who they are.
Vote for... I would say bet on motherfucking Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah.
I would go with Demetrius Johnson.
Because I've heard of him.
Because Henry is kind of a pussy name.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Henry
and I'll say that.
Name?
I'll say that to Henry Cejudo.
You'll definitely say that to his face.
I would say that to anybody's face.
I think that guy's probably like 120 pounds.
Yeah.
He is small,
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm gonna. There's also a gals fight.
Oh, Danielle Taylor versus Zhang Wei Li.
Oh, the Chinese.
AKA my wife. My Chinese wife. Sight unseen, I will marry. Strong Chinese wife, hopefully to crush my larynx, kill me, you know? Anyways, guys, go bet on those fights. Get in while you can with 120% bonus with promo code CUM25. That's CUM25.
No, it's CUM120.
CUM120 for 120% bonus. Put in $100, you get $220. And
what was that show Jack K was on? 227? Was that it?
We're back.
I think
Come
so.
227 and Jack K will suck your dick. That's the bonus. Remember her? She's hot these days, dude.
Who?
Jack K, the black actress. She's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyways.
She was like the mom on Smart Guy or something. Or
sister,
not,
back
sister,
back
sister,
to our
sister,
very
yeah.
serious afternoon special about mental health.
No, fuck that. Although I am fucking worried. My therapist is just gone for all of August.
For the month, yeah.
And your boy was... I texted him.
Alan
I was like,
fucked me up, too.
Yeah. I texted
he
Alan.
He said some fucked up shit to me, man.
Should we go fuck him up?
I don't know, maybe. He told me I'm internally tortured because I have a secret emotional life
Did
that I don't
tell
anybody
Did he tell you what
about.
That was?
I don't know
Are
what
you
that
gay?
Means.
Is he saying you're gay?
I no. think that's what it sounded like to me.
It did. And if he's a you know. A
no,
therapist.
I mean, honestly, what he was describing was just irony poisoning.
Oh,
yeah,
true.
Sure.
That is
yeah.
true. Yeah, you don't know what you like. You present the things you enjoy or the things you hate.
No, I do know what I like. And I do yeah. I do know, as far as like my tastes go, I don't think that that's really in question.
I don't know what I like.
There's things that I'm convicted on that like don't really change. But I definitely, I mean, for like a lot of people, it's like, you don't want to feel anything ever, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
So, yeah, like, I just don't feel things, and I...
Sure. But that's a problem.
When I do, I just suppress them.
Yes. I'm with you, but that's a real big issue.
Yeah.
Because then once you feel them a lot, and it sucks.
Yeah.
They
you
rush
have to protect
at you,
your...
and then you're sad.
We must protect this heart.
So then what you do is you eat a gyro. For example, what you might do is have Indian
food
for lunch.
Where the fuck are
lunch.
Our gyros?
They take a while, but they'll be here, and they're very tasty.
They are Ooh. Good.
Yeah.
Shout out to the BZ.
Did you tell
the
woman on
Queens.
The phone that I'm crazy?
I did. I said, can we get one twisted yeah, yeah. style?
We got Haluigi up in the house?
Oh, I also, sorry, I told my friend Jamel he's taping his hour tomorrow on Thursday at the Lyric Hyperion.
Oh, go see Jamel.
Go see Jamel.
That rocks.
Yeah, I told him I'd mention it on the show. So if you're in Los Angeles, go see our buddy at the Lyric Hyperion. I believe it's at 8.
Go see Jamel.
And he's a very,
he's very
talented
funny.
Stand-up.
We co-sign him 100%.
Yeah, we definitely.
Sometimes when I had to follow him, I would say, give it up, that was Black Stavros. And then sometimes yeah. when he'd yeah. follow me, he'd say that was White Jamel.
They are sort of like a double XL boys of comedy.
I've never really been a Me Too guy, but I had to follow TJ Miller at this, whatever the Stan's pop-up show.
And he
show
molested
is.
You?
No, but he did well, and then I walked half the room and bombed when I was already in a bad mood. So, you know what, guys? We got to start removing these men from entertainment.
Everyone that's ever buried me
yeah.
has to go.
Only if they've done a rape.
Only if they've done a rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you've raped and buried me,
yeah.
see ya, pal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hit the fucking bricks.
Sorry, I misspoke. Jamel shows at 7:30 at the Lyric Hyperion tomorrow. Thursday, August 2nd.
Go
How
see.
About the Lyric Drink Beerion?
Yeah. You know?
Go there. Just go to Jamel's show. Show up drunk as possible.
Drunk as fuck. Yell at him.
Interrupt the show.
Say racial slurs. He
Say
is a black man.
Call him White Stavros.
Yeah. You'll love that.
Yeah.
Yo,
Say,
up,
hey, everybody.
White
it's White
Stavros.
Stavros.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I know, but you'll be drunk.
Yeah. It'll be good. Damn, I'm trying to be sober again, dude. I went buck-ass wild on
Maybe
edibles.
I should just go... Maybe I should fix myself by not rejecting irony, but going just nothing but earnestness.
Whoa,
at
no.
At all times. Be post-irony.
That yeah, go Nanette, baby.
Nanette's not... Well, I guess Nanette is, but most of the people in that... You know what? I'll be honest with you.
Oh, that's
shit.
Our gyros.
There go our gyros.
Adam, go shit. Fetch the gyros. I'll make my point about Nanette. Go fetch them. Fetch them with your rubbish legs.
Damn, what a horrible game.
Adam's running the way he normally does. This is for a comedic effect. He's showing us his true run.
It's quite the stride.
Yeah. I didn't know I had a gay run my entire childhood.
You did?
I, Well, just weird. I run weird.
I run on my tippy toes.
I run weird, and then I had to run through the mall one time when I was working on something, and my coworkers laughed at me, and I was like, what? And until that moment, I had never considered that people run different.
The possibility of a weird run.
I've never really considered my body or the space I take up. Mm-hmm. I used to just dig into my ass to scratch it.
Until like finger in just, up your ass.
No, I mean over my pants. Oh, but I would like just dig
in
there.
You mean you're fingering yourself in like school?
No, I would just, if something ish, I'd jam my hand right in the middle of my basketball shorts and scratch my asshole.
Nice.
And it took, I saw someone else doing it when I was like 10, and I was like, oh my God.
That's what I've been doing. You know, I've
been doing this entire time, and I had no idea.
Damn, bro.
I had no idea.
You had none.
But I will say about
you know,
man,
the optics.
That realization a couple weeks ago that Cameron Esposito probably hates it.
Yeah.
And then realizing that that's true. I've since found out that that is true.
Nice. How does that make you feel?
Well, I guess it like answers like a lot of the things that like kind of made me upset with woke art and like woke bullshit over the last couple of years. Because it was like, I don't know, all that like blog feminism got popular in like 2013. Like, and you know, I've always just been a comedian. I didn't go to school.
Yeah.
My entire adult life, I've been a comedian. My entire world has been comedy. And comedy is a very stupid world filled with dumb people.
Young. Yeah.
And so there was none of that. There was none of, like, conversations about, like, identity politics or whatever. It was just comedy.
Yeah, seeing if you could do well in
and then that Hitchens essay came out. Yeah, and then that's funny. When, like, wokeness sort of stuck its head into the world of comedy.
Yeah.
And then it ramped up. Adam, can you lean back so I can see my co-host when I'm speaking to him? Can you pick that up and not open the food on the floor?
I'm just trying to untie the bag.
Just do it on your lap.
Okay, I'll do it on my... all right.
The couch is disgusting. It's fine.
I'm just kidding, buddy. Do it wherever you want.
No, I didn't want to... You know, I'm just kidding, man. I know you wanted to look at stuff.
I'm just joshing you.
No, you know...
I was just doing a little... See,
I'll sit wherever the fuck
I was doing
you
a little bit of irony.
Don't just sit...
Nah, see, Nick, that's bad. It hurts people.
I know.
It's going to be so funny when Nick gets fucking diagnosed with whatever... What's the thing? BPD? And then you just come in. You start trying way too hard to be nice. You start wearing, like, sweaters and shit.
It's going to be horrible. Yeah, he's
going to
go like...
I just become Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
That would really fucking suck. I would have to kill myself.
No, relax.
Yeah.
You'd wear sweaters and we'd make fun of you for being gay, and then you'd become a villain. You would become Haluigi. Start wearing purple suits.
And Olivia Soprano, another borderline personality.
Yeah.
Tony's
mom. I'm fucking Olivia Soprano.
Oh, no,
dude.
That is, I changed my mind. That's rough, bad, dude. You don't want to be Liv. She tried to have her guy got. She had to have her own son got.
Yeah, she looked good in the flashbacks when she was young.
She was a nice piece of ace.
Yeah. Well, anyways, what I was saying about all this like woke shit shows up, and it's like you're not like you don't disagree with like the actual things they're saying, but you don't know why it like bothers you, and it's like because it's like most of the time just inherently cynical.
It's cynical. It's just a way to get a career in entertainment.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's hard to accuse somebody of that. You just, as a comedian, you can smell the bullshit or whatever. Yeah. And that's like not bullshit. I think it's not funny. And like, I think a lot of the points she makes are like pretty stupid, but it feels honest.
Does she say that Picasso is bad?
Yeah. She said, I mean, that's half of it.
I agree.
What? Fuck! Don't come for my man.
Well, it's
Pablo.
Also like, who the fuck
she's
cares?
The,
who gives a
she's
shit about
the eyes on the side of the head? Come on, dog! You got to put him on either side of the nose.
My
man
did a lot of different shit. He had that blue fucking phase or whatever. He had some.
I
other,
think she was saying that
shit.
He was like that art, like
and so Picasso was the one that's electric. Or can he only say his own name? Is that who Picasso is?
Yeah.
Thanks,
Picasso.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yep.
That's how Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. Picasso. Nice. See what happens when you fucking take the fries out, Adam. You unpatient
sorry.
Bitch.
Sorry.
as a dessert cereal does not get enough credit.
I grew up on Honey Nut.
They got Honey Nut's great, yeah, as is, but they got hella different shit, dude. The little Applejack type motherfuckers. Mm, yeah. The little fucking chocolate.
The tri ones where it's like three different flavors.
Those are great. Those are great. The multigrain are good.
Yeah.
I remember like the three type of Cheerios, maybe the multigrain Cheerios. I can't remember what it was, but they had like a promotion for like, I think like the 96 or 98 Winter Olympics.
It would be 96, right?
Yeah. 98.
Atlanta was 96.
Yeah, yeah. Hot it was Atlanta. The 96 Winter Olympics.
Hot Atlanta.
And I might be fucking this up. Maybe it was 96 or whatever, yeah, yeah. But they had like a medallion, like an Olympic medallion you could get in the cereal box.
Mm.
And my cousin like had that medallion and he was like wearing it around or whatever. And then he was wearing it and he had diarrhea and then it fell in the toilet and then he fished it out of the diarrhea.
And he just put it back on. There's a brown ass fucking splotch on his white shirt.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
That kid was so funny. He got in trouble for like, he flushed a bunch of socks down the toilet one time and just destroyed
the
plumbing.
Why? Just because?
Just have ADD or whatever.
Respect.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to carry them all the way. Like, it's not like he had 50 socks with him in the bathroom. He had to go to the sock jar, carry them over the fucking bathroom.
He used to have such, like, I don't know if it was ADD or what, but yeah, he would chew on his shirt compulsively, so it was just always soaking wet.
What? That's get closer to the mic. Yeah.
I don't want to eat into it.
I got you. Well, don't eat then. That's the solution.
I like eating into a pussy. You know what I'm
oh, I know, brother.
Madam, please, can I eat into your pussy?
Yeah. Resting the half of a sub in a pussy while you eat it. Using a pussy as a sub hole, as a baguette holder.
I fuck with talking into a pussy. Do you ever do that?
Only Spanish, dog. That's I only speak Spanish up in that bitch. uno taco tres.
Ooh, de dos.
Soy un ratón.
Fourth meal.
Cheesy fiesta patatos.
Yo quiero tacos Belgrande.
Damn, I love some damn cheesy fiesta potatoes. Maybe I should just keep smoking weed.
Yeah.
It's been 3 days since I haven't.
You stopped smoking weed?
Yeah. I got to cut something out, man.
I've been back on weed. I love it.
Back on the Tweedies?
It's been making me, I think, horny? A better person.
No, it hasn't.
I think so.
No.
I don't smoke all day.
I take a... What I was doing the first week was after about 6 p.m., I would take an edible just to end the day so I could pass out and just, like, it would be over. You know, I'd be that much closer to having my powerful, athletic body back.
A get edible?
A get edible, dude. I take it. I wake up. Eldest is sucking my dick when I come to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
By the way, salute to Oh, also, I'm a damn homeowner, boys.
Oh, congrats.
Salute
dude.
To Eldest.
That is insane to me.
Yeah.
You're
amazing.
Mobile. You haven't had clothes on for a week.
I know.
You bought a home.
I threw on a Hawaiian shirt long enough to fucking
last time I saw you, you were just giving me illegal dick pills and
Benzos. Bro, and honestly, I was thinking about it. I have researched, like, where to get good wings longer than I researched buying a house. I just listened to whatever my agent told me. I hope no one ripped me off. But the good news is I have a damn fucking house now. You know?
It's a two-bedroom?
Three-bed. Three-bed, two-bath.
And so you have a bedroom, like, set up there?
I have a guest bed. Yeah, my room, my home away from home.
That's sick.
And my little brothers will be moving in. That'll be the Halkiest pad.
When are they moving in?
I think it's starting already, dude.
So sick.
Yeah.
And you have projects and shit you need to do?
Yeah, dude. You know what we should do? We should go fucking spend a week there and just demo shit. I want to knock down a wall. Mm-hmm. I want to do a bunch of shit, dude.
That's me, dude.
That'd be a
fun,
that shit.
That would be a fun week.
Give him his saws.
Maybe after the fucking auto bar show. We hang out a couple days, knock some walls down, get our cocks rubbed. It's a thought, you know? But yeah, dude, I'm excited to be a damn homeowner. I can't wait, dude. Have some equity. You know? Get a nice backyard.
It has a backyard.
Become a slumlord. Yeah, has a backyard. Yeah, dude. Shouts out to Eldest for driving me down, being my fucking transporter, my Jason Statham.
You came back in the same day?
Same day, dude. Went down, signed the paper. The guy that was doing the like closing or whatever, listen to this, how random this is. He owned the Baltimore Comedy Factory from 87 to 92, and Whoa. Now he works in mortgages. It was bizarre. And he just like knew all this shit about like old comedians and shit.
Whoa.
He like, you know, he was telling me Tony Wood stories and shit. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
But, yeah.
That club used to be the coolest looking place, and it was so wasted on that fucking audience.
I know.
And the comedians they would book there.
Where, it was in the Inner Harbor?
Yeah.
Yeah. He,
above Baird's?
Burke's.
Burke's, that was it.
He owned it when it was at Burke's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was such a cool fucking spot.
Yeah.
I remember going in there, and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That look it had, that like cool like post-industrial look. Mm-hmm.
And now it's over because...
with all those like milled shutters.
Yeah, it was cool. It was legit cool.
Yeah.
And now it's... You know why it went out of business? And that, well, now it's at the fucking Travel Plaza. It's next to a bus station at the Best Western. But it went out of business because Aries Spears... Someone stabbed a body security guard at an Aries Spears show over a chicken wing tab.
It, you know, it's nice... It's nice to see a comedy club live the same tragic life that the underpaid comedians it employs live. Yeah. To see that happen to a club,
yes.
To just have everything fall
see
apart and end up in a bus depot, living in a fucking hotel.
Right by the projects.
Right.
Like it's literally by the O'Donnell Heights projects.
Yeah. It's good that that happens to a club, too.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of just the lives it destroys.
The actual dumb comics.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, it was fucking nice. We got a big celebratory meal afterwards. I fucked them up with a damn cream of crab soup. Went to Jimmy's Seafood.
Yeah.
Got a damn cream of crab soup, mm-hmm. fucking ribeye, crab cake on the side, baked
Ooh.
Potato, asparagus. Fuck with your boy, dude.
You told, went with the brothers?
Told my little brothers and eldest, get whatever the fuck you want, dude. Whatever. Daddy's buying.
You're good, bro.
It was good, man. It was a nice day.
We should go to the Phillips in Ocean City.
I'll go.
Yeah.
Phillips we should literally do a live podcast.
I actually went to
City.
The...
Yeah, dude.
I went to the... Oh, we did an episode already.
Huh?
I was going to say, I went down to the Eastern Shore. I saw my grandma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, I got a...
Some pussy.
Soft-shell crab sandwich.
But it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
I remember that. I filed that away as a memory to keep.
Yeah.
You telling me about a bad sandwich you had.
Noted.
That thing in the memory box.
Yeah. You have no information in your head besides like who fucked and meals.
It's true. Yeah. It's literally true. That's the way I live my life, brother.
Yeah.
That was such a good meal I had yesterday. And I took a beautiful shit as a result.
Because mm-hmm.
I've been eating nothing but Seamless. But this was nice, dude. This is meat, potatoes.
Yeah, a real cooked meal.
Real cooked meal. Felt good. It's apparently Harry Potter's birthday or some shit, guys.
Today?
Do you know that?
It's Harry Potter, the boy or Daniel?
No, in the books or some shit.
Radcliffe. What is that, English?
Yeah.
Is that an English name?
Yeah.
Interesting. Usually, I'm pretty good at guessing those. Fassbender. What is that, German?
If you were a gay wizard or a woman wizard.
I'm kind of hung up on that bit now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Keep
Liam Neeson. Neeson, what is that, Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I can usually pick those
Tokira out. Nawasawa, what is that?
Is that Japanese?
I think so.
Sakidiki Morimoto. Is that also Japanese?
That's actually French.
Morimoto? Morimoto?
Yeah.
My genius question that I was about to ask about Harry Potter is... If you were a gay wizard or a woman mm-hmm. wizard, do you think they would take the flying broom? No, you could be a straight male wizard. You think you could take the broom and put it in and out of your ass or pussy?
Oh, you let it would like fly in and out.
Because the Quidditch brooms, would you do that, do you think?
I'm sorry, what was the prompt?
If you were a female or gay
would
wizard,
you let a
would you
broom
use a broom to masturbate? Yeah, basically, mm-hmm. would you let a broom fuck your ass?
I don't think women use dildos to,
I'm gonna do
to
a
fuck
Harry
their pussies.
I'm going to write a Harry Potter fan fiction
where
the first like 50 pages
you can vibrate
are just the first Harry Potter book, but when that owl shows up, he fucks it. And then that's how the story ends.
He's
a boy that lives under
death.
The stairs, and an owl shows up, and he's like, Harry, you are... just being shoved onto this stair boy's cock because he's been so emotionally abused in that crawl space.
I think you're thinking of the owl from the... Tootsie Pop commercials.
No.
I don't think they have talking owls in Harry Potter.
Isn't that, owl, isn't that how Harry Potter works? Is a talking
they
owl?
They bring the mail. The owls like drop off like a
the talking owl is like,
but
you and you will become the president of the wizards. And then Harry goes to the train station and he jumps in front of that train.
Yeah,
and
you got
he,
the train part down all right.
He gets, yeah. I took a nice little train ride yesterday. Fuck it. I'm not afraid of who I am anymore.
Where?
How funny it would be if I go to therapy and they're just like, yeah, you're just autistic. All that crazy bullshit is just autism.
That's what autism is.
You're incapable of feeling depression because you can't feel anything. You were disappointed that you didn't get to ride a train and you threw a temper tantrum for a month.
Here's a little kit to do some circuitry.
Yeah.
Go knock yourself out.
I'm like, okay. I mean, that actually, that jives more because it matches like that I don't have fear of like criticism or rejection.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that with Felix last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, about how autistic guys yeah. fuck. Because
they fuck because they don't
they don't process
care.
Rejection in the same
oh,
way.
Oh, my God. Rejection is the worst.
Like,
that,
a girl's like, fuck off, and they're like, okay,
okay, thank you. And then turns to their friend and is like, could I fuck you? Yeah. Maybe
could
as
I
well,
fuck
maybe?
You?
No, that's like the only reason I was able to fuck when I was young is because you just ask everybody to fuck.
Yeah, I was so self-conscious. I sort of liked a girl, and then I
was
like,
terrified.
Yeah.
Oh no,
I
wouldn't.
So scared.
I wouldn't like girls. It would just be like, "That she has a pussy." I'd be like, "Do you want to have sex?"
Oh,
anyways,
shit, Chief. The Chief is back.
Here, I have come all the way back from the big TP synagogue to talk to you about a new type of underwear that feels good on your mostly nude body. When I'm painting Stars of David as I prepare for war, that's what we call complaining.
As I prepare to hit the comments section.
As we go, as we prepare for the great Comanche battle of calling up customer service at Build-A-Bear and complaining that they had a two-for-one special that they didn't honor when I brought my niece for her... her bat mitzvah. Anyways, I wear Mac Weldon underwear when I do what I just said.
All the things I just said. I was wearing Mac Weldon underwear.
I was wearing Mac Weldon underwear while that was happening. Because Mac Weldon underwear is the greatest underwear you'll ever wear. They believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. You go online to MacWeldon.com, and it's easier than any... any online shopping experience I've ever had.
Yeah, me too, Chief.
Not only do they believe in feeling good, they look good, too. Mm-hmm. And not only do they believe in that, but they also feel good, and they perform well.
Mm-hmm.
Wear them anywhere. Out to battle, on a date, or you're having a manic breakdown. when you're screaming at a therapist, denying that you have borderline personality disorder.
No, fuck you, bitch.
And usually, those kinds of screams make your cock really stinky.
Yeah, right.
Thank God.
Thank
though.
God they got a silver line ions. Of underwear that are naturally antimicrobial.
Wow.
Which means that they suck the stink off of your borderline worthless fucking body. It might as well be dangling from a rafter. Because good riddance to you. You borderline fucking piece of shit.
What about the people that have it that are listening to this?
I mean, I don't think there are any.
No, probably there are.
Borderline personality people are busy, like, threatening to kill themselves if their girlfriend leaves them.
Hell yeah.
They don't have time for podcasts.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Anyways.
They don't have time to host them either. Therefore, guess what, dude? You don't have it.
Yeah, you probably don't.
By that logic.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah, MacWeldon.com. Check them out and use promo code CUMTOWN. Receive 20% off your order. That's CUMT. What?
You just forgetting how to spell CUMTOWN?
Yeah, I've been having trouble with memory lately.
Okay, nice.
And spelling things.
Yeah. So let's sound it out.
Yeah.
Town.
CUMTOWN.
Think about, your favorite movie of all time, The Town, starring Ben Affleck.
That is my favorite movie of all time, which you can purchase on MacWeldon.com. You can purchase custom The Town underwear on MacWeldon.com.
You just get John Hamm's cock
Jeremy Renner.
And that comes with the MacWeldon.com guarantee. If you go to their website and they don't have it, everything is free. Everything on the website is free if they are out of stock of the... of the Ben Affleck brand. CUMTOWN, promo code CUMTOWN, receive 20% off your order. And if you're not totally satisfied, they'll refund you, and you can keep the underwear, no questions asked, folks. Check them out, MacWeldon.com. And we're back. How?
How, Chief?
How, Chief?
Yeah.
we're back, baby, and we're sucking and fucking pussy. Yeah, dude. Yesterday was pretty nice, though. I felt like a fucking, I felt like a prisoner out on parole, or not even that. I don't, you know, in like movies.
Is it the first time you'd literally, besides going to the doctor?
Yeah, dude. You remember? Remember that Keanu Reeves movie?
Which one?
The fucking The Replacements, when they get a guy out of prison to play football.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like for me, dude. I felt like that guy, and now I'm back in jail.
That was a good movie, right?
It was cool, man. I liked The Replacements. They filmed it in Baltimore too.
Did they?
It was about the M&T Regacements.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have to be gay again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like we did last summer.
They finally were straight. And they're like,
you know,
no.
That's what the twist is. Chubby Checker twist never again. Made it clear. But the twist is having gay sex. Because it's sex with a twist.
The twist is it's an ass instead of a pussy.
Yeah, I'm fucking back. I'm back, baby.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm pretty much back.
Mullen's back, bitch.
Chewing into the fucking microphone, doing fucking solid ass riffs, dude. Fucking greatest comedian that's ever lived. What an artist. What a loss it would be if I killed myself. You guys are right.
What an absolute tragedy.
People would be really upset if they couldn't hear things like The Regacements anymore. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you have so much to live for,
I
man.
Have so much to live for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? you do such important work.
Yeah. That's the thing, too, is like any of the cool charity work, there's a process.
What do you mean?
Well, doing any kind of like charity work, you know, if I want to just fuck off and like...
Like LeBron built
if I go
school?
Like, yeah, if I wanted to go to Africa to
Shout
do
out
surgery.
Shout to LeBron, by the way.
You mm-hmm. can't just watch You'd a couple of female genital degree. Mutilation videos yeah, and yeah. expect them to hand you a scalpel.
True.
It takes a lot
you
of...
You got to cut off a couple clits before they let you
right,
do that.
You got to practice here first.
You got to show them your own women. Videos of yeah, mutilating yeah. women's pussies.
Yeah.
Here you go, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Here, does Dropbox work for you?
How about Doctors Without Borders, but they all have borderline personality mm-hmm. disorder?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they go to Zimbabwe, and they're like...
gaslight all the patients.
Right. They're just screaming into some child with a distended belly. It's like, I'll give you this sandwich, but you have to promise to never leave me. If you ever leave me, I'll kill you. And that's Doctors Without Borders.
Dude, did you just do a Nick Mullen impression?
Doctors with
no,
borders?
I didn't
no.
do a Nick Mullen.
I know who you were doing.
Like
we don't
oh
have to
God.
Say who it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't bully me. I'm in such a vulnerable position.
No, we're here for you,
actually,
doggy
you know
style.
It really
Nick's
is.
Got his ass out in the...
Broadcasting is the only thing that holds it together.
You think?
It's like that, what is that, Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah, oh, that's my favorite quote of
that's,
all time.
That's one of the best quotes. That and the Colin Quinn quote about, thank God, how lucky am I that I get to do a thing I used to love for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so fucking funny. Yeah.
But the Rodney Dangerfield quote, stand up is everything, everything else is shit, life's shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Relationships are shit, stand up is shit.
Yeah, 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 he's like, that's it, that's all there is, stand up, and then just like... 30 seconds later, he's like, stand up shit. God, yeah, that's on the Norm MacDonald, his first Mark Maron, if you guys are interested in finding that.
Oh, is it?
It's a relayed anecdote from Norm.
Yeah.
Whose book was good as shit, by the way.
It's so good.
And there's a part where it's all fake, obviously. But
no,
like,
it's half fake.
Yeah, half fake. But then there's a part where he's like, he hints at getting molested, and I don't know if that part's real or not.
Probably real.
It was wild the way that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the old guy on his family's farm just fucking trapped him in his shed and fucked his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't say it in that much detail.
I think that it might have been a joke.
Who knows, though? Because he didn't say because he didn't do it in that like over the top Norm way.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is very a funny Norm bit to just hint seriously that he was molested and never address it again.
Yeah.
That is a good bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I also was treated to watching on my way back up here was we stopped at Eldis's family's home on the way back, and Albanian TV fucking rules, bro. That shit.
What kind of shit
rocks,
do they watch,
dude?
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that Albanian TV rules.
It's so funny. I mean, it's horrible, obviously.
Yeah.
It's still like. It's still, the comedy is still like men in dresses, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like in makeup and shit. But there was like Miss Albania, and it was just bikini. There's no other part. They're just parading around. And there's someone, there was a like Albania's Got Talent, and it was like a highlights episode too, by the way. And one of the things was a kid that was double jointed, just like doing his elbows the wrong way. And then there was another guy that I'm not even kidding was just twirling glow sticks. It was just a guy like twirling glow sticks really fucking fast. And then there was someone called DJ Topless. And it was literally just some lady with her tits topless? Out DJing on television.
Do cable companies like sell like the Albania TV package?
Yeah, every like there's a Greek one.
Your parents
one.
Get Greek TV? Yeah.
You get a lot of Greek channels now. When I was little, all we had was Antenna, the main channel. Now you get fucking Mega.
Just call it Antenna. No, I don't know why do you have to say it that
Antenna.
Way.
Antenna.
Yeah. I literally did not realize until this instant that it just
that
is Antenna.
An English word?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so stupid. It'd be like a story about like the Latino community and the newscaster. It's like the Latino community can't wait to open up schools for their children to attend.
Bro, I'm not even fucking around. I did not realize it until now. Yeah. There's another one called Mega. That's Mega.
Yeah.
What's that about my big, beautiful ass?
No.
That's my new thing now. Is my I'm going to use my body dysmorphia for good and convince myself I have a giant ass.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big Brazilian booty that everyone can't wait to touch and dance with.
Are you going to wax it or keep it furry?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Because you do have a furry ass.
Dude, I'm fucking hairy as shit.
You're surprisingly hairy.
Yeah. I remember driving down the road with my friend mooning this black woman. Well, I did it one time. I mooned somebody for my friend's car, and he became obsessed with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would go, Marlon, get this guy. And I had to just moon everybody on command. And I was doing it one time on the highway, and he was matching speed with this, like, middle-aged black lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that my ass is just, like, in her face. And then eventually I sat down, and she goes, I want to see your white ass! You know? And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know?
You're just still at the same speed.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then later they saw my ass, and my friend was like, oh, my God, that's what you've been doing to people?
Yeah, dude. How about your nuts? Are they furry?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm hairy as shit, dude.
I got a pretty hairless ass. Pretty smooth
ass. Yeah, you
ass.
Do. You yeah, do. Yeah. I'm so mad. Woman. I've talked about this before, but our L.A. trip, I had great footage of your nuts and little ass.
Oh, yeah, from
behind.
From your
behind.
Tiny balls. Yeah.
Tiny but long.
Long? Yeah. Not tiny.
Tiny. Tiny for sure,
fine.
But long.
Not large.
Extremely
they're
small.
They
balls.
Are literally
they're
very
not small. That
small. No, seriously. I'm not even trying
balls.
To be crude.
No,
like
my balls are
cruel.
My balls are, you know,
they
fine.
Were very
normal
small.
Balls are probably the size of like a mango each.
Yeah, of course. Easy.
Easy.
An normal? Overripe mango.
Yeah. Really? For all guys?
All guys. All everyone guys. Has a mango.
Same
two, couple
color,
mangoes.
Too.
Come on. That's like, that can't
same
be
same fucking taste. You know what I'm saying?
Green?
Yeah, I spent all day sitting around sucking on my damn balls.
My big mango balls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
And my eyelid can't stop twitching either. I don't know what that is. Mm. Potassium?
I don't know.
That's the other thing, too, is like maybe I don't even fucking need medicine. Maybe it's just I just need to go back to the gym and start taking a fucking multi again.
No, I think
my
you
sleep's
need
been,
medicine
I probably need medicine. I am, like, insane. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
it would definitely help.
There's something to be
gym.
Said about just dehydration and shit and smoking a million cigarettes and coffee and
you
stuff.
You went back to smoking cigs.
Yeah, I started smoking again. I started drinking coffee. I stopped going to the gym.
Yeah.
I haven't been sleeping.
Bad.
I've been eating bad.
Yeah, you're doing everything bad.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a relief to know that, like, a lot of the times these things are just completely just environmental or whatever, you know? I mean, it's something that can be
You know
resolved.
When this all started, honestly? When you watch Call Me By Your Name, dude.
Uh-huh.
That gay propaganda infect your
No, December. Call Me By Your Name and Nanette were both two things I saw in the last year that, like, because it's very hard, again, to make, like, something that's, like, sentimental that isn't fucking, it doesn't cross the line into being, like,
bad,
schmaltzy,
corny.
Saccharine, corny, which Nanette doesn't really do, but there's, like, they're different, for different reasons, good. But anytime that I'm, like, surprised by something that I think I'm going to fucking hate, and it's like, oh, yeah, that was actually pretty good. I mean, it means something to me.
Yeah.
And both of those, like, now that it...
Because you're like, there's humanity under my
Because
I
sat down and I actually watched Nanette all the way through, and it's not powerful or anything, but, like, Yeah, I mean, so
it's
much
coherent.
It's coherent, and like she's speaking honestly, and very few comedians do
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah,
it's like, you know, they're looking for the right thing to say in a particular moment.
Right.
And is it necessarily comedy then? It's just like a one-woman show.
No, it's bad comedy, but it's
but
good
it's
art, I guess. I mean, not even that. I don't have
it's
much.
It's just honest art.
What it is, it's different than every special I've seen.
Yeah,
it's in a way where, like, the core of what's that man at, I don't really have a problem with. And that's the thing, too, is, like, I don't like that it's labeled as comedy, but, like, when you speak honestly on those things, if that had been done like the whole time, and like kind of why I was like with like the Me Too stuff, it's like, oh yeah, obviously, but like a lot of woke posturing again, it's like cynical.
It's cynical.
It's just I don't trust it.
Sure. My problem with the Me Too movement: not enough punchlines.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Laughs per minute.
Nanette, same thing. Dude. LPM.
Fuck, dude. What was I just gonna say? I forgot. Oh, this is not what I had to say just now, but if would you guys ever watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucked her.
You fucked Sabrina?
I fucked her, dude.
I fucked her.
I fucked her.
I was going to say, if you had to fuck one of the aunts, which one would it be?
Caroline Ray, dude. Nice. The big titty one.
She's
and the other one was
Again, if I had to fuck one of
them. If you had to.
I wouldn't choose to fuck either.
Mm-hmm.
And I reject any
The other one was
kind of
hot, too, right? She was, like,
she was... had a really long neck.
Mm-hmm.
Had kind of bird-like features.
Yeah, I would have fucked them all, dude.
I would have fucked Salem. I would have fucked Salem the cat.
Salem the cat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting choice.
Nah, but wasn't Keenan from Keenan and Kel in that shit at the end?
Sabrina?
Didn't they do like a spinoff where she had like a house in college?
She went to college with Keenan?
I think so.
Damn, that guy's career is great,
dude. How much dick does it suck to be Keenan when, I'm sorry,
to be Kel?
Kel was in that show. How much does it suck to be Kel when Keenan has just like been on SNL for 25 years?
Everyone thought that Kel was the star of Keenan and Kel,
and Keenan was just biding his time
because Kel was doing his famous "Who loves orange soda" routine, and everyone's like, "This guy has the makings of a comedy superstar."
My man's got the fucking juice.
Yeah.
You know,
no, it sucks, dude. Apparently, he's like still just like going out for auditions and shit.
Oh, damn.
And he's like, you know, he was in that movie Mystery Men. Do you remember that
movie? I love Mystery Men.
I love that movie, too.
Yeah. My mom got that shit from the fucking public library.
You remember that movie, Nick? What are you reading? Wikipedia?
No. What movie?
Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah. I remember Mystery Men. Dane Cook.
Pee Wee Herman.
That's right.
Dane Cook is in it. Pee Wee Herman. Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
Was that Pee Wee Herman post-beating off?
Post-beating off, Pee Wee Herman.
Salute.
The return.
Salute to my man.
Good for him, dude. I feel like he got set up.
Yeah.
I feel like...
It was definitely a set up.
That was a sting, dude.
Fuck, dude. I smell bad. I got a shower.
What are you supposed to do? Afraid not jack foot. Off in a porn theater?
I tell you, that Viagra barely worked, but it was cool how fucking nice my forearms looked on it.
You get vascular?
Dude, I got vascular. Because I already have pretty vascular forearms.
Yeah.
But
the Viagra made your shit pop.
That shit.
Shouts out to the fucking cum boy that sent me those, by the way.
Yeah. Send me, dude. Send me everything.
DM me.
If you
got
liquid Cialis, I want liquid Cialis. I want every type of prescription drug sent to my house.
I also want that. Get everything.
Let's go.
Well, I want the liquid
Cialis.
Let's
do San Diego and then go to fucking Tijuana.
Dude, honestly, baby. I was like reluctant to get on the dick pill game because it's like, I don't want to accept that I'm just an old piece of shit now with a broken dick in mind.
I don't need it.
You know, I'm going all pills.
My man, welcome aboard.
All pills.
Welcome aboard, brother.
I want to fix
all my... Nice to have you in the family.
Yeah,
nice to have you in the pill family.
Yeah, just pill me up. Get my dick hard, get my mind numb.
That's right, dude. You know? Give me some pain pills.
I want to have those nice turgid forearms.
Mm-hmm. I never noticed it would get you vascular. But it does get my cock nice and fucking stiffed up, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't really do that for me. Maybe. Nothing really works.
Have you tried maybe exploring that secret inner life of yours? Maybe that's your cock problem.
No, I don't think it is because, I mean, I think I would have explored it by now if that was really an
impulse. When you were drunk as shit, you would have fucked a guy by accident if you were gay.
Never.
No?
No, because that came up numerous times.
Hell yeah.
And I didn't.
My friend that was just drunk as hell and not gay did
fuck a
couple guys.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not gay.
I don't. He really isn't. I don't think he is.
Dude, come on.
I'm serious. Yeah, I know the guy.
He's gay, dude.
He's not gay. Well, then he's bi or something. Got sucked off a couple times by some gay guys.
Yeah, but then he's bi or something. I mean, you're not like nobody's blacking out and doing something that's like just wildly out of character.
Yes, they are. People's doorsteps and shit. You might not get your cock sucked and just come to. I'm not saying you suck cock, you guys' dick sucked. You could do that on a blackout and not be gay. Maybe sucking dick on a blackout, maybe you're sort of bi. Mm-hmm. But getting your dick sucked on a blackout, I think that's fine. I mean, it's fine either way.
Yeah.
If I thought he was bi, I'd be like, yeah, fine. But I don't think he is. Shouts out. What if I just said his name?
I think that
the guy had AIDS too, by the way, who sucked his dick. And my friend thought he had AIDS.
Can you get it that? I don't think you get it that way.
He didn't know what happened. He just knew he fucked a guy.
He got AIDS.
He didn't get AIDS, but he thought he did. And then he was like, and then he asked the guy, "Did you fuck me?" And he's like, "No, I just sucked your dick." And he's like, "Nice."
Yeah, if you weren't gay and you woke up from a blackout and someone had sucked you, another man had either fucked you or sucked your dick, you would develop PTSD.
I don't know,
no,
man.
No, this is not something that would like so violate your sense of self.
I don't think
that big of
a
deal either, yeah. Honestly.
No, I don't accept that, dude. If I woke up and somebody had fucked me, I would assume I was fucking raped. I wouldn't be like, I guess that's what I want.
That's a good point.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, I guess he was raped.
I'm going to continue to think of myself as a
he didn't think
not
it was
gay
chill,
guy
by the
that
way.
Consensually fucked another man.
He didn't think it was cool. But
you just said
over.
He said nice.
All right, well, I don't, you know, he said nice he didn't have AIDS.
Oh, well, my heart goes out to this guy, this poor young man that was raped and is just being chill about it.
He's the chillest rape victim ever.
Oh, fuck. Anyway.
I mean, I think he was raped, but I don't think it was that big of a deal. That's my ruling.
Yeah, that's probably.
He was gay.
That's my ruling.
Speaking of gay guys, go see Nick Mullen at Caroline.
What?
Next weekend.
No.
Next
Come
motherfucking
on, man.
Weekend.
Don't fucking say that about me.
Go see Nick.
You know I've got a brain problem.
I do, dude.
Nick's going to be at Caroline's the 10th and 11th.
I thought 9, 10,
9, 11. 10,
11. 9, 10th, 11th.
Wow, you take 10 away. That's
9-11. Sick. Mm-hmm.
And then on the next day, the 12th.
The 12th, we're in Baltimore at Auto Bar. Is it sold out?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Some of the people we talked to in D.C. this weekend said they're also going to be at that show.
How about Blotto Bar? Get drunk as shit. Yell at Jamel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call me.
Call Stavros Black Stavros.
Black Jamel.
How? My name is Black Stavros. Chief Black Stavros. Chief going to buffet.
Damn, it's been a while, so I've been to a nice
then
buffet.
Then the second...
Well, hold on, because your boy Stavros has some dates in the meantime. Please come out and see me in Charlottesville on the 17th.
Charlottesville.
I will be back in Baltimore doing a headlining set the 18th.
What are you doing in Charlottesville?
The Southern.
The Southern?
You should do it.
Yeah. Oh, is that a...
Chris Allen.
It's a big bar?
It's a music venue.
Music venue?
Yeah. I'll tell you how it is. I've heard very good things about it. A couple of our friends have played
it.
The
only thing I think I only know about it from, there's like videos of this guy who's like, he's like a fedora with a feather in it guy that does open mic comedy.
Respect.
Who uploads these videos. I got to find that guy again. I was obsessed with him for a while because he would tape himself going to show. But then he would tape the 2 hours preceding the open mic. And then 2 hours after.
Well, just of the venue or himself?
Himself. But you get this insane portrait of this delusional man.
I need that, dude.
With
Can
the
we
fedora.
Watch that?
Well, one of them, he's like, you know, just hanging out in a parking lot talking about, like, we're going to go to the comedy show tonight or whatever. And he's taping other comedian sets, which are still in the video. But it's just like, dude, are you fucking taping my set? Like a woman saying that. He's like, oh, but I was helping you. She's like, don't fucking tape my set. Then it, like, cuts. And then that's still in there. And then, like, him doing his weird shit on stage, like, spinning around. He's wearing a cape, I think, you know.
Oh, yes. God.
And then it's him hanging out after. And then if you just fast forward in the video, he's like freestyling with a bunch of black guys.
That rocks.
And yet it's like, who is this? This obese Darkwing Duck GameStop freestyling guy.
Oh, this guy sounds great.
Yeah, I wish I could remember his fucking name, but
if you guys know who that is, please tell us. If you are listening, Obese Dark, come to Charlottesville, man. I'll give you a guest spot on the 17th. But come out to that. Charlottesville, 17th at the Southern. 18th, me and my little brother are doing a comedy show and gallery opening. George Halkius, very good painter, at Suspended Brewing Company in Baltimore on the 18th at 8 o'clock. And then the 19th, I'll be back at Philly. Good comedy theater. Come fucking... Right now it's 2 shows. Last time we did 3. If we sell out the 2, we'll do 3 again. So please come out to that, gang. And then the whole squad, is in Cleveland on the 2nd for a live pod at 4:20, and then flying to Boston on the 3rd. We did not look into whether we should add a second show or do a bigger
venue
because we thought Nick was going to kill himself, and what was the point?
Yes, but we are going to try to add a second day in Boston.
Hey, let's not close that mystery box.
All right, just hang on another 4 weeks.
That's
if they tell me I got fucking borderline personality disorder, I have to do it.
No, you don't have to.
For the sake of the world, I have to do it.
No, you don't.
You're a good person.
No, I'm not.
No, even if you're not.
You are a good person, legitimately.
Let's say you're not a bad person. Let's say you're a bad person. You've been a bad person this whole time.
That's true.
And the world, you've been aiding to the world with, you know, trolling. You're like Dexter.
That's true. I have hurt people.
You're like Dexter, dude, where you're a bad guy, but it's for trolling's sake, which actually is just bad. So it's not. Dexter was for good. All right, you're bad, but
Dexter
you're funny.
Was also a TV show.
Troll bad guys, you're doing it
for not
good.
A real human being living in the world with consequences to his actions.
Anyway, we've been waiting on these gyros for about a half hour here, gang. So there you go. I hope you're all happier. You can stop asking us if Nick's going to die.
We'll be back.
But who knows? Who knows what Sunday holds, gang?
I got no idea, baby. Life is like a box of chocolates. Some of them you wish were a bullet. You put in your mouth.
So fucking true.
Uh-huh.
Okay, boys and girls, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.